Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today should remain cloudy with a high temperature of 28 degrees. Tonight and overnight, cloud cover continues with a low around 21, and on Wednesday, patchy fog early, followed by cloudy skies and warming to near 40 degrees. And in the news for today, Wisconsin's Democratic Governor Tony Evers has joined a growing number of government officials in banning the internet application TikTok from state phones and devices. Fearing cyber issues and security, Evers said the decision came after he consulted with the FBI and emergency management officials. TikTok is owned by ByteDance, a Chinese company that moved its headquarters to Singapore in 2020. It has been targeted by Republicans who say the Chinese government could access user data such as browsing history and location. U.S. Armed Forces also have prohibited the app on military devices. Evers said that only about 12 state phones have TikTok on them. Evers himself does not have a personal or official TikTok account, but he did maintain an account supporting his reelection campaign earlier this year. His office has said that the account was not used on any state-issued devices. At least 18 other states have instituted bans on the use of TikTok on government devices. Some information for this report came from Wisconsin Watch. And also from Wisconsin Watch comes this story. After taking their oaths of office last Tuesday, two freshman assembly members made it their first order of business to revive a socialist caucus that has been dormant since the 1930s. As self-identified democratic socialists, a movement that has been regaining popularity in the U.S. with the help of young Democrats, Representatives Ryan Clancy and Darren Madison plan to hold their own meetings to advance their policy goals while also caucusing with Assembly Democrats. In the Republican-controlled legislature, however, the Socialist Caucus is a minority within a minority. It's highly unlikely that either Democrats or the new caucus will have their own way on most issues. Clancy, a Milwaukee County supervisor, was still optimistic about bringing ideas that he has successfully pushed for at the local level, such as guaranteed counsel for tenants facing eviction. The things that we have gotten done are things which are common sense and have not been looked at as bipartisan fights, he said. Socialism has failed everywhere in the world that it has been tried, Republican Majority Representative Tyler August said. It's not what makes our country great. Clancy and Madison both hail from districts in Milwaukee, a city with a storied past as home to one of the most prominent socialist movements in the nation's history. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.